The king shrugged and gravitated to the end table where he nibbled at a lara nut in quite an unregal sulk. He did not dare to meet his uncle's eyes. Weenus said, by way of preamble, I've been to the ship today.
What ship?
There is only one ship. The ship. The one the Foundation is repairing for the Navy. The old Imperial cruiser. Do I make myself sufficiently plain?
That one?
You see, I told you the Foundation would repair it if we asked them to. It's all poppycock, you know, that story of yours about their wanting to attack us. Because if they did, why would they fix the ship? It doesn't make sense, you know.
Leopold, you're a fool.
The king, who had just discarded the shell of the lara nut and was lifting another to his lips, flushed.
Well now, look here, he said, with anger that scarcely rose above peevishness.
I don't think you ought to call me that. You forget yourself. I'll be of age in 2 months, you know.
Yes, and you're in a fine position to assume regal responsibilities. If you spent half the time on public affairs that you do on Nyack hunting, I'd resign the regency directly with a clear conscience.
I don't care. That has nothing to do with the case, you know. The fact is that even if you are the regent and my uncle, I'm still king, and you're still my subject. You oughtn't to call me a fool, and you oughtn't to sit in my presence anyway. You haven't asked my permission. I think you ought to be careful, or I might do something about it. Pretty soon.
Weenus's gaze was cold. May I refer to you as Your Majesty?
Yes. Very well. You are a fool, Your Majesty.
His dark eyes blazed from beneath his grizzled brows, and the young king sat down slowly. For a moment there was sardonic satisfaction in the regent's face, but it faded quickly. His thick lips parted in a smile, and one hand fell upon the king's shoulder.
Never mind, Leopold. I should not have spoken harshly to you. It is difficult sometimes to behave with true propriety when the pressure of events is such as... You understand?
But if the words were conciliatory, there was something in his eyes that had not softened.
Leopold said uncertainly, Yes. Affairs of state are deuced difficult, you know.
He wondered, not without apprehension, whether he were not in for a dull siege of meaningless details on the year's trade with Smyrna and a long, wrangling dispute over the sparsely settled worlds on the Red Corridor.